Hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the thrift shop of the airwaves. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and on your smartphone and tablet and computer devices at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening, taking you up till the midnight hour, following Chip Colkert and Out of the Woods. And with the Radio Thrift Shop, you're just kind of getting into the woods. So let's dust off those 78s and 8-tracks and 45s, LPs. Take a trip on the dusty side of music. Thank you. Gabor Szabo there with a Gypsy Jam from 1966. And before that, we heard Corky Hale in a tune called There's an Island in the West Indies. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. More music right after this.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The Aleutian Islands form one of the most geologically active regions in North America. The island chain, which stretches westward from Alaska, is home to 24 active volcanoes. And since the start of the 20th century, it's been the epicenter for more than 30 earthquakes of magnitude 7.5 or stronger. The source of all that rumbling begins well to the south of the islands, on the floor of the Pacific Ocean. Two of the plates that make up Earth's crust are ramming together, the Pacific and North American. The Pacific plate is thinner and denser, so it plunges below the North American plate. As the Pacific plate dives into the mantle below, it creates a deep notch in the ocean floor, the Aleutian Trench. It's up to 5 miles deep and stretches for about 2,500 miles, from Alaska to Russia. The plates are moving at a relative rate of about 3 inches per year. The leading edge of the Pacific plate melts as it enters the mantle, creating a pool of unusually hot molten rock. Some of that rock punches holes in the overlying crust, creating the Aleutian Islands and their volcanoes. In some places, though, the plates jam together, but they're still pushing at each other, which creates tension. Eventually, the sticky area snaps and the plates lunge forward, creating earthquakes. The quakes can cause damage on the islands and create tsunamis that race across the Pacific Ocean, endangering Hawaii, California, and other regions. Danger from a shoving match below the ocean floor. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
A privately pressed 45 by the Juan Pinella Trio with their version of Caravan. Before that, Bobby Jasper and Herbie Mann with Chasing the Bird. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the thrift shop of the airways, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
Indie Film Minute is proud to support World Kidney Day. Every year, thousands of events are organized all over the world to celebrate World Kidney Day and spread the word about kidney health. More information is available at worldkidneyday.org.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. We all know them. Some of us are them. In high school, they don't fit in. High irony and haughtiness are their defense weapons, and their place in the world will be theirs to choose. Ghost World is a coming-of-age film for such outcasts. Enid, Thora Birch, and Rebecca, Scarlett Johansson, are best friends in high school. Back-to-back, they stand against the world. After graduation, Rebecca is ready to leave the pretense behind, find a job, and move on. Enid, on the other hand, remains lost in the shielding ironies of her adolescent life. Through a cruel joke, she meets Seymour, Steve Buscemi, an older version of herself. He hides in middle management, lost in his own world. Rebecca and Enid's friendship begins to dissolve as Enid finds a kindred soul in Seymour. They form a compelling bond as they stumble forward to uncertain futures. Ghost World succeeds in creating a world with a look and feel all its own. It's a dark, irony-laden comedy, true to its unique characters. Their success depends on whether they can shed their teenage armor to move into a larger world. You will think long and hard about the artful ending of this film, and your thoughts will speak volumes on your view of the world. Indie Film Minute, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
Thank you. In the early morning, before the sun comes up, I'll be on my way, searching for tomorrow, gold to fill my cup, and I'll be gone from yesterday. I've got to travel on down the road to some place until I touch upon the man who wears my face. I know I'm dreaming, but from the corner of my mind, I still know where I'm gone. I'm gone to somewhere, I'll be somewhere sometime, and I'll be gone from yesterday. I know somewhere I know I'm dreaming, but dreaming's what I do. It comes natural to me. And I'm going somewhere, I'll be somewhere sometime, and I'll be gone from yesterday. I'll be gone from yesterday.
Streets, some secluded bar I seek.
Both sides of a 45 by the Pastors. Tunes called Solitude and She's Let Her Hair Down. Before that, we heard Turley Richards from a 45 released back in 1970, Gone From Yesterday. And we started that set off with, yes, cover of Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay by Ferrante and Teicher. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to program number 360 of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Celebrating analog culture for a digital world.
For the first quarter of the 20th century, the xylophone was a studio engineer's darling. You're on the Soundbeat. Why so much love for the xylo? Well, sound recording was still in its infancy, and it was one of a small number of instruments that actually sounded good. especially when Joe Green played it. A former member of Sousa's band, Joe and his younger brother George were both masters of the instrument, as well as its close cousin, the marimba. They recorded together under many different names, among them Joe Green's Novelty Orchestra, the Blue and White Marimba Band, Joe Green's International Novelty Orchestra, and Klein's Serenading Shoemakers. Here's Joe Green with Xylophonia from 1927. You've heard the marimba before. If you've ever watched, or been forced to watch, HBO's Sex and the City, it's in the theme song. To listen with your newly trained ear, go to soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low. She'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Thank you. like a message in a bottle floating out at sea. I hope I'll be found like a dissonant complex code. I'm just waiting to be reached out.
She was headed for. It was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. Truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize, and it was too late. She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, Mama, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone
The sun, she's come undone. Da 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 da
Guess Who with classic tune called Undone. Before that, Stevie Wonder with Which Way the Wind. Prior to that, we heard a 7-inch vinyl single by Feather, the tune called Be Real. And we started that set off with Mr. Glenn Campbell, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS and online at classicalwscs.org. I'd like to say thank you for listening. We've taken our 360th trip down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Wishing you many blessings.
Early May, just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true. Knows no shame, nothing for your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow would make me the past, for that I mustn't fear, for I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. The North American Shortwave Association is alive and well and publishing a monthly 40-page zine about shortwave radio. Inside its pages, you will find guides to radio stations, frequencies, and times that they are broadcasting, historical information, and news from shortwave stations around the world. There's even loggings of pirate radio broadcasts. The NASWA Journal is the most comprehensive resource for shortwave listeners in North America. And it's not online, it's on paper and in your hands. For more information, write to the North American Shortwave Association, 45 Wildflower Road, Levittown, Pennsylvania, 19057. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll see you on the shortwaves.